Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 8, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah begins, He'arel, a Kayin who was uncircumcised. Let's just say that he had two previous brothers that both died during circumcision. So they don't do a bris mila on him, they don't do a circumcision on him because he's in danger. But the bottom line is, lo yechlo b'truma, the halacha is he's not allowed to eat truma. The halacha is that a person doesn't have a bris, they can't eat truma. Similarly, v'chalat tameim, any Kayin that's tameh, who came in contact with a dead body or something like that, also can eat truma. However, says the Mishnah, Nishayin v'avdein, their wives, that means the wives of the person that didn't have a bris or somebody who's tameh, or their servants, yoichlo b'truma, they're able to eat truma. Because the father or the husband or the master or the servant, there's nothing wrong with them intrinsically. They're really a kohen. They're missing an action, which is having a bris milah. But they're bona fide kohanim. Therefore, their wives, their servants, are allowed to eat truma. It says the Mishnah, "Petzua daku chrus shavcha." A petzua gat daku and chrus shavcha. We'll see in the next Mishnah. But it basically means people who had some form of castration done to them, hain them ve'avdein, and their servants yoichlu, are allowed to eat truma. Unesheyen la yoichlu. However, their wives are not allowed to eat because the halacha is that a woman is not allowed to have relations with somebody who is castrated, who's a petzua daka or kros shivcha, and if she does, she becomes pasul, she becomes invalidated from having truma. Vimlayida, let's say the husband has not been intimate with his wife after the castration. That means he marries a woman, you have a kayin that marries a regular woman, and at some point he decides to castrate himself. The halacha is, but after that there was no intimacy whatsoever. After the castration process, the halacha is that they are allowed to eat truma. However, if he was already a castrated person at the time of kedushin, when he betrothed her, then even though he never was ultimately intimate with her, she is usher to eat truma, because we saw in the sixth parak that there's a concept or an idea of a woman that's awaiting an invalid intimacy. And since, in theory, there's no way to have a valid intimacy because she's not allowed to marry this person as it is, the halacha is she would not be able to eat truma. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. Ezu Petzua Daka. What does it mean when the Torah says that you can't marry a Petzua Daka? Says the Mishnah, Kol Sheniftu HaBeitzim Shalei. Any person whose testicles were crushed. Vafilu Achas Mehan, even one of them, and now he doesn't have the ability to procreate. What's a Chrus Shivcha? The Torah says a Chrus Shivcha can't get married. Kol Shenichras Agid, anyone who the male member has been severed. Says the Mishnah, however, if there's even a drop of the highest point of his member still intact, kosher, then he's permitted to marry into the Jewish nation. Now, I just want to point out, it's a Gemara, but it's an important thing to say, that the only time a Petzua Daka or Krushivcha are not allowed to marry a regular woman or be intimate with a regular woman was when it was intentionally done. They wanted to castrate themselves or they wanted to cut off their member, God forbid. But if, let's say, it was done through sickness, a person, God forbid, was sick and they had to remove something, or there was some type of accident that they had, the halacha is that does not disqualify them and invalidate them, and they are able to marry a regular Jewish woman and stay married to a regular Jewish woman. Says the Mishnah, Petzua Daka Krus Shivcha, nevertheless, a Petzua Daka Krus Shivcha, a castrated individual who did this intentionally, Mutarim Bagi Yoiris, they're permitted to marry a woman that's a convert, Uvma Meshuchreris, or a Shivcha Kananis, a non-Jewish maidservant that has been freed. Veid Nasur Nelmi Lave Bekal. And they're only prohibited from marrying people in the Jewish nation that are called kol, that are called the congregation of the community. These individuals, the convert and the freed slave that converted, are not considered kahal. Shenemar, as it says, Le'ev Ptzua Daka Krus Shivcha B'Kahal Hashem, the Torah says that these individuals who were castrated are now coming to kahal Hashem, into the congregation of Hashem, but these individuals are not considered kahal Hashem. They're permitted to marry the Ptzua Daka, the Krus Shivcha. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming Shabbos.